stimulating. And there are a lot of people, we want to tell you, you know, you see them around, who seem to like the drama of a less well-managed gap. And we would submit to you, it is clear to us, that you're just a good manager of your gap. You don't want far from where you are expecting, but you're expecting everything that you want. And so you just stay right there in that place of alignment. And so we would say that joy in the way that we mean it really is alignment, just like wanting in the way we mean it is pure and delicious. But a lot of people use the word wanting in a way different than we mean it. And a lot of people use the word joy in a way different than we mean it. You're living it the way we mean it.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Also, there are a lot of people that want you to live your life by their standards. They would like you to experience joy on their terms, not on your own.
Just grumpy in the morning.
It's the way you all feel when you first reemerge back into the physical. You reemerge into non-physical where there's pure positive energy, and then you are born back into an environment that doesn't get it. It is annoying, isn't it?
You can clap, it's okay. I appreciate that.
Hello, my friends. I got something earlier when you were speaking about that every non-physical part of us is always around us. And I get a little bit of a hit of that when I'm on stage and doing comedy, and all of a sudden something will come into my vocabulary that is unfamiliar to me. So,
but not a vibrational departure from right where you are. Always a vibrational match. Different way of expressing it, maybe, but always a vibrational match.
And that's my first question is, so when I'm in the vibration, usually when I'm doing comedy, I'm in the moment. I'm as close to being in the moment as I tend to be.
And what is the intent that is within you?
To have fun, to be funny. But to have fun, a collective fun.
And? To uplift.
Right.
In other words, you are tuned in, tapped in, turned on yourself, and it is your dominant intention to offer some way of raising others somewhere in the vicinity of that. And in that vibration going on within you, you have access not only to what's in the room with you, but infinite hilarity.
Yeah. And that's I really got that when the person had asked a question and you answered it. So when I'm in that vibration, that intention, that's when I have access to all of it.
And you don't need to worry about, because there's a part of you that, because of the requirements that have been given to you and you don't want to step on anybody's toes, you don't need to worry about needing to be the conscious physical filter for that, because your vibrational intention has already taken care of that. In other words, you would not receive, given that intention that we just discussed, something that is inappropriate.
Oh.
And sometimes, you know, it's even like in a gathering like this, where we are not here solely for the point of entertaining, you aren't either.
Right.
So sometimes, always, we are and you are considering the whole of the group. But every now and again, there's one person there that has such a strong desire and is so on the brink of getting something that sometimes what you are receiving is for the benefit of just that one.
Oh.
And in those moments, that's when you question whether you should go there.
Yes.
Because it seems like it is going to be less important to the most, but we would encourage you to go there anyway.
Go.
It'll be satisfying for you. You'll feel something, and you'll be surprised at how many others will feel the breakthrough.